The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode. Oh, this is a different show.
Yo, what is this? What is this? This is going to cause an argument? Turn it off.
Hey, as soon as I hear that word, I just responded without even thinking.
Second nature for y'all.
Welcome back to That Chick Angel TV. It's me, Angel, and it's another episode.
Start over. You didn't have nearly the same fervor for that you did when you thought it was this gonna cause an argument.
Okay, here we go.
Give it to us like you was, is this gonna cause an argument, Marcus? And I want the same fervor too.
Here we go.
You keep the same energy whole episode.
Yeah, you keep that same energy. You keep being the same energy. How about
45,
that?
45.
I mean, you should be in the
45.
Channel.
Here we go. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to That Chick Angel TV. It's me, Angel, and it's another installment of The Bold and the Beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about.
None other than Melissa Fredericks, Kevin Fredericks, and my husband, Marcus Tanksley.
Charmed.
And today, we are doing a special episode because things got a little bit switched up on Tuesday when we were going to shoot in person. So instead of doing a mukbang like we usually do, we are going to be talking directly to our Patreon and answering their questions. The Patreon didn't even know that this was about to happen, but yep, it's happening right now. Now, here's the only caveat, because anytime we do Q&As, it'd be sometimes the questions don't be given what they need to give, right? So today, I already know. I feel so good about stage crew, about the book, Melissa's book booze or boo books.
Book club blues.
Tanks Riders, Angel Wings, that they are going to give the questions that need to be given. But here's our only caveat. The questions have to pertain to all four of us. So it has to be a question that all four of us can answer. So, we'll start off with this first one from Javier Garcia. Here we go. When y'all flying out together? When are we flying out together, guys?
That's a question I like answered also.
We could have flew out 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago? What happened 2 weeks ago?
Wherever it was.
To Vegas. It was babysitters. Marcus and Angel have small children. They waited until there was 48 and 46 to have kids. So now they're dealing with problems we have. We didn't have our money. We didn't go nowhere.
We didn't have kids while in high school. We just made other choices.
That's the difference.
I'm going to tell you the good part about that, though. When we had small kids, we didn't have no money anyway. So there was nowhere to go for probably about 8 years. I remember when I had to tell my mom, listen.
You wouldn't know where to go until 3 years ago.
I said, Mom, listen, Thanksgiving and Christmas, it's not happening. We cannot afford 4 tickets anywhere. So
right.
If y'all want to see us, y'all have to come to Washington.
It's cheaper for y'all to come to us than for all four of us to go to y'all.
That's low key. When we found out we was grown, the first moment I really, really felt grown wasn't when I bought my house, wasn't when we had kids. It was when we hosted Thanksgiving and Melissa cooked. That's when it was like, oh, y'all is having Thanksgiving. And that's the adults host Thanksgiving. But to answer your question, I would love to fly. I love Marcus and Angel are great. They are great travel companions.
That was my whatever.
Thank you. We try to be.
We had a time in Napa, and that was on COVID restrictions. I can't imagine if we had the world. I mean, they say y'all could do 3 things. Y'all go outside and spin around, and then y'all got to come in. I remember it was actually, y'all remember that restaurant was open, right? And in Napa is like MAGA, kind of.
Yeah.
So we at our hotel, it was not that many people here at the hotel. So we had dinner and there was nobody by us. We went to this restaurant and all these people had their masks off and they was all talking loud and and we all kind of looked at each other. We was like, I'm not hungry no more. I don't
We literally walked in
and walked to the reception out.
And it was so crowded. We couldn't even like turn around. We walked in, everybody did a 180 and walked out.
I don't even remember what we ate that night. We went, got dressed up, had perfume, cologne on, and shave.
Yeah. Is that the night we sat at the bar all that time?
Yeah. And we actually.
And then the next day when we was leaving, we went to brunch and we was there for 5 hours.
It was so good.
The whole restaurant turned over three times. And we were still ordering drinks.
English muffins.
English muffins were supposed to taste the way they did.
It was so good.
They came from England direct.
They were
so like, is this what we doing wrong over here?
That's so what we actually need to do as a Bald and the Beautiful challenge is try to recreate those English muffins.
Them English muffins is not going to be
I can say we're going to fail.
That was the only English muffin I could say I ever had was so good.
It was delicious.
No preserves, no butter.
Just straight up, Marcus.
It was at the hotel.
It was at the hotel.
It wasn't even a restaurant.
It was this is what we actually have to do. No. We have to put a date on the calendar to travel. Vegas could have happened had we knew Vegas was going to be actually
all right, 2026, July 4th.
No.
Well, actually, Vegas was on the calendar. The only reason why it switched is because Mel's circumstances.
No. It made sense why it switched. But I'm saying if that calendar trip was a co-ed calendar trip, we would have gotten a babysitter because we knew far enough in advance. Yeah, I knew about the trip far enough in advance that I could have gotten somebody here.
I have a suggestion. Don't say it, Kev. Don't say it. I think we should still do the trip that was planned this previous January.
Oh yeah.
Well, I want to do that.
Yeah.
I had to tell him because he'll remember it and just say it out loud.
Tank and Greg's birthday.
The trip.
Just text the man.
He was all supposed to go?
Yes.
Everybody.
Why we didn't go?
Because Marcus's other friends could not fly into that. It was like $1,000 round trip.
I remember because Melissa just told me.
Yeah. How has your friendship evolved after work? Huh?
Oh, we're done with that question?
I think so.
Yeah, you can put a button on it
in here. He can't stay.
Get him out!
My dog.
Take him out!
Monty's about to be unhoused.
Get him out!
He's about to be unhoused.
Joe, you wanted a dog?
I'm saying.
Get him. Come and have a dog.
And Isaiah, where are you? What type of uncle are you?
Amar seems like a treat.
They said he was a weekend.
Amar seems amazing.
Get out of here. Go, Lamontarius. Monty was bad today. He went on the do you want to tell people what he did? He went on the table and he ate the prosciutto.
I ordered a little charcuterie plate thing. And I left it on the table. And I went upstairs to do whatever it was people do that dogs don't do. And when I went back downstairs,
he ate that thing.
His little narrow behind climbed on the table and was just eating out of my charcuterie plate as if we don't feed him at all.
He didn't even try to jump down before you got there?
No, was actually, you know what he did? You know when the light is green and then it turns to yellow before red and you press on the brakes fast to go, that's what he started eating faster. He started moving really fast. Let me try to eat real fast.
Monty has absolutely no respect for y'all. No. Most dogs would freeze or run or like stop. He'd be like, nah, I'm just gonna hurry up because all they're gonna do is try to take it from
faster.
Get him out of here.
He's so annoying. I can't stand him right now.
Lottie's only done that. Lottie ate a pastry from Porto's. She tore that thing up.
You got good taste.
Oh, yeah. She was like, this was delicious. But she finished it before we got back down there. Okay, so how has your friendship evolved after working together? We're friends. We didn't know each other for real when we kind of knew each other, but we didn't know each other before working together. We knew of each other.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
I feel like the first time I don't know if I saw you before this. Timelines be a little off of me. But it was at a birthday party, and I think you were pregnant with Amar. It was like one of my earliest memories that I remember seeing you.
That was
it would have been at, to his.
No.
No.
No, no, no. It was
It was Cindy. It was little Cindy's birthday.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Cindy.
At Marseille Martin in the house?
Yes. I was trying to say Marseille Martin.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
No, you didn't come to that.
Yeah, Martin's putting racist.
I thought Amar was there. Amar was there.
I was working on the Mustang.
So I know you were pregnant. The very first time you were pregnant.
So what party was that? Because the Cindy party, he was there.
It was, well, then maybe it wasn't that party. I remember.
That time I was, I got that on video, then walking in the garage and I'm still putting them stripes on.
The reason why I remember that Amar was there is because Kevin helped take the car seat back out to the car.
Then I must be talking about
the only time Kevin's ever helped us.
I get a bad rap on this show. I mean, nothing but kind.
But yeah, Marcus didn't know Kevin at all.
I'm mad.
Is this the same time? Is Amar and Meg's son the same age?
No. So Meg was who was pregnant.
I was going to say, then was Meg pregnant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Meg was who was pregnant.
Oh, Meg.
But yeah, you know what? And Yetta, she knows a good timeline. No, our first time meeting was you coming to my house.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Was it before or after that?
No, you coming to my house was the first time we ever met. It was in October after you quit your job.
Oh, I remember that. I thought it was after that.
Okay. That's when we realized that they live right around the corner from us.
Yeah. What you doing my house for?
She filmed Mommy Confessions.
No.
I could change it now. But I literally have you in my, or I had you in my phone at the time as Angel Mommy Confessions.
There you go. That's a good way to remember me.
I remember people about their cars.
Really?
What was that, Kevin Maserati?
I have the most random artifacts about people.
What was that? Phone. Kevin Toyota Corolla?
I just knew you as Kevin. I knew you as Kevin, the rude guy that shaded me in the airport.
Go lie.
That's not true. Kevin was very cordial.
I'm a good person.
I save people by what I think I would look them up. So it would be like Marcus, graphic designer. So I'm searching my phone for graphic designer. That's what pops up.
There you go.
Y'all seen the notes? The type of notes I write.
Wig, cheater. That's what he put for the couple on Married at First Sight.
I tried to be friends with Angel. I tried to be friends with Angel, but all she ever reminds me is that she works for me and I'm her boss and not really her friend.
Whatever. Kevin, you be on again, off again, best friend. Don't you dare.
Hello?
Angel, you don't remind me that. Kevin, you just whatever you say, I'll be.
Hold on. But was that hello co-signing for Angel? Or
W2W9.
What did you just say, Kevin? What lines did you just say?
W2W9.
Is that what I say? Oh, this is what I said. This is the very clear. And Melissa backed me up, thank God. Mm-hmm. Kevin's always like, Angel, we're such good friends. And I'm like, yes, but you are also my employer. He's like, but we're such good friends. I said, yes, but I want you to understand that I also know that y'all cut me a check as a W-2. And I will always...
I just said that.
But I'm making it plain of why I say that, because I don't want you all to ever think that I am not clear on the fact that that relationship also exists. Because that way, there is no... That way, and I told you why. Why did I tell you, Kevin? Why did I say I do it?
I don't know. I only remember things that make me look good.
I said...
Can you edit that out?
What?
Aubrey, can you edit that clip out? I just need to have it for reference.
You need it. Oh, you need it for just the
It don't make me look good. That part goes out. The ideas, when ideas become my ideas, my brain's like, whoever gave that to you, Melissa, anybody else?
It's usually me. It's usually me.
Reframe that. That was your idea, Kevin. You are smart. Yes, you
are. I told you the reason why I do that is if ever our relationship as employee-employer has to end, we have a friendship outside of that that can still be preserved.
Do we have a friendship?
If it dissolves in a good way, if it as long as it dissolves in a way that's respectful of both of us, of both of you all in us. Yeah. But if it feels shiesty.
If Melissa says what she said about my mama one more time, the thing is over with.
It's over.
All right.
Okay. All right, let's find. Oh, no.
Somebody asked.
Wait a minute, how Melissa and Tank became buddies over the summer, over last year?
We had to because we didn't have nobody else to lean on.
I was like, it was me. First of all, it was me, Mel, Danny.
And I was very intrusive and said, I
was saying, and I want to hear your answer. Y'all friendship blossoming was very organic because it started because y'all dropped, Marcus dropped off Angel at the house.
Yes.
Mel dropped off Greg.
Yes.
And then we would leave and they'd just be like, so what y'all for?
Exactly. That's 100%.
They would just sit there and talk in the driveway
in the front yard
for another hour or so.
Yeah, because I knew they was already kicking it. And I'm like, I'm in elementary school right now.
Wait a minute. Mel ain't no more home team crap. You hear me?
Mel, Mel, I was just about to say.
Mel said home team?
Yeah, she's right here. I was just about to say the only reason why in reality it stopped is because when the away team is back in town, y'all stay away. Y'all be doing all the things. We were very committed to going out to eat.
Yeah.
I would be very committed to that.
Y'all be busy.
I don't think you. No. I have to do this. I have to do that because I've been gone. We got to hurry up and shoot this.
Let me do something.
I'm
sorry, Mr. Perfect. You never made a mistake.
Listen, while Melissa and Marcus tell their lies, I will tell you all that this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life can be overwhelming and many people are burnt out without even knowing it. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, like wanting to leave doing a podcast to watch a basketball game, feeling helpless or trapped, detachment, like falling asleep while shooting a podcast and your wife having to look at you, fatigue, and more. Truly, every single last one of us here at the Bald and the Beautiful understand something's happening upstairs in my house, understand the importance of therapy, the importance of working with someone who is trained and licensed, especially when it comes to being burnt out. We know that most of our audience members are Black women, and we be getting burnt out. When it comes to folk getting burnt all the way out, it happens to a lot of us taking on the task of being very involved. Parents taking on the task of we're the largest growing sector of entrepreneurs, trying to break through glass ceilings while also fighting racial oppression and stereotypes and systematic racism. So eventually the burnout is going to come whether or not you acknowledge it. So having someone there, a professional that can help you figure out what things you can take off your plate, how to better manage your time, how to be able to speak your feelings clearly and not take on the weight of other people. You can't skip out on that. BetterHelp is a customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. So much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. The Bald and the Beautiful listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB.
That's BetterHelp.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
TBTB. I just want to say something real quick while Melissa continues to lie. Melissa be busy too.
You just saw Mel should say that. Shut up.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what?
I want to present exhibit Mel before the court. Mm-hmm. Melissa and Mel was supposed to shoot a podcast. She couldn't even get on Melissa's schedule because Melissa got her own life going on.
You know why? Shooting my life revolves around your life.
Oh, now it revolves around me. Correct. Love on stage revolve around me.
Yes, I do my schedule quite literally around your schedule.
All I do, I was in the garden today pruning tomatoes.
You tab today?
I will say this.
Exactly.
I will say this.
Said, Melissa, be busy.
Shut up, Melanie. You told me
that. You said you was gonna let. Let me shut up. What the home team did was, we said Friday, and or Saturday, come hell or high water. That's adult time. We are going to kick it hard to relieve the stress of the week. Yeah. We didn't say, oh, this came up. I got to shoot that. I got to go film this. I got to meet with that guy.
And we did
like
it.
Like the gaseous cousins do.
Mm-mm. The gaseous cousins?
Oh, I've been feeling gaseous lately.
Y'all God, never even said, hey, let me. Oh. We just went to Phoenix last week.
How long y'all been back?
They just got back.
A week?
From Mel?
No. From tour.
A year.
Everybody had COVID.
For a year?
It's been like six months. It's been like 6 months, though.
Anytime anything's trying to get done, somebody got something to do.
I don't be doing nothing on no Friday, no Saturday. That's not true, Marcus.
Your mouth.
Angel and Mel and Danny was having secret lunches. Marcus were left out. Marcus didn't even get to go. Matter of fact, Marcus was at the secret lunch.
You were at the secret lunch? Marcus was there because it wasn't a secret on our side.
What I don't understand is how was there a group text, a group message with all these on it that's called? Why does everything just not go into that message?
Because there's a secret chat that's called Cheesecake Factory that people who want to go with each other have a separate chat.
When I went to Cheesecake Factory, I was literally at home doing nothing,
and y'all was down at the Cheesecake
Factory. Let me tell you what happened. It's because there are some of us in this relationship that like actual phone conversations. And you know who those some of us are. It's me and Danny. Me and Danny love to talk on the actual. Me and Danny like to look at each other's faces and talk.
I thought she was trying to shade me. That's why I was like, who said it?
Who said it? It was through phone discussion. There was no chat.
A good friend would say, hey, me and Danny got off the phone. Let's go in the chat and see who want to go to Cheesecake
Factory.
There's
all type of dissension in the camp, Mariah.
That's because there's nobody's
home. The one that organized
No. Here's the problem, though.
No, because your Angel was there. Blood.
Melissa, your flesh and blood, she might as well be your twin, was there.
I know, she told me. I'm just going in with you. That this is
nobody chat. Told
Mel
me.
Did tell me.
When I got there.
Wait a minute. Your wife knew. But didn't tell you.
No, you have to stop this argument because we
your wife knew about Cheesecake Factory. And
what's the next question?
What's the next question?
When I showed up, I was expecting to see everybody there. I just figured I was the black sheep. The only person I didn't expect to be here was possibly Greg.
Yeah, see?
Mel did tell me. I just wasn't able to make it.
Oh, that's right. Mel did tell us both.
Take the both of you. If you could take one trait from the other,
she said, stop.
He kept going in. I'm like, just
I never get to win points in these. It's always against me. I was gonna take my point.
It was like, we about to do this, you can do that. I was like, oh shoot, I gotta shoot.
Melissa was busy. And y'all got to have y'all's moments together.
What are y'all doing this weekend?
We supposed to see y'all tomorrow. Oh, this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We sure are. Never mind. We're good this weekend.
No. There ain't the weekend, though. That's Thursday.
Next week, we're seeing y'all on Wednesday, though.
I'm saying weekend.
You seeing us on Wednesday?
In the weekday, child.
We seeing us on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Lightyear.
Yes. You didn't send that to Marcus, did you? Yes, you did. You sent it to the group. Here we go. If you could take one trait from the other three, what would it be?
Oh, I love this question, Angela.
That's a good question. I love this question. It's a good question.
One of y'all answered. Fridge. Oh, okay.
From Melissa, I would take concern for others.
Are y'all still kites?
Melissa rarely, if ever, moves without concern for me, how it affects others.
Man, it's terrible.
Actually. Everybody, who's going to feel this way? Who's going to feel that way? What is this going to look like? I rarely move with thinking of anyone but myself and what I want to do. And what do.
Really?
I know that's hard to believe, guys. Huh. In my mind, I'm like, Kevin will do this. Yes, Kevin, go and do that. Should people know about this? They'll find out when I'm not doing something. It's a terrible habit. I'm working on it. For Marcus, I will take IDGAF.
Mm-hmm.
That was ability to IDGAF is just IGAF. And I want to IDGAF, but I too often GAF. Marcus don't GAF.
You got to lock those F's up in a safe and use them sparingly.
And from Angel, Lakita Moore Tanksley, the actress, I would take stand in your truth regardless of how that makes people feel.
I should have went first.
I'd be like, Angel will say something and the comments go the other way. It should be like, let me tell y'all what I said. It's not an apology. I want to spell it out clearly. So when you're mad, you'll be mad exactly why you're mad, and I'll expound on what I feel.
Oh.
I won't change it. I won't sugarcoat it. And I'll be like, dang, she really don't be swayed. And then she just never goes on Twitter. So if she's getting dragged or not, it doesn't matter because she don't be.
I'll never know.
Way to go.
Never know. I'll never know. I'll go next. What I would take from Kevin is the thing that he's trying to get rid of. I would love to just go from thought to execution in 3 seconds. I would love to find out I would love to find out my mistakes a week later. I would love. Oh, the joy that would bring my soul to be like, oh, shouldn't have did that. I would love it instead of, I should have, I wish I would have done this thing. What?
If y'all could see the other tabs on my computer right now, these are mistakes that I'm currently correcting. That thought to execution created. Now I'm stressed. The stuff is done. To me, you need to take the time at the beginning or the end, baby. I'm going to take it when it's done, when the project being edited. Learn my lessons in post, not in pre. You learn them too early, you be like, never mind, I might not do this. You learn them in post, it's coming out.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I could hear the stress on y'all when y'all called me today. I was like, oh, bless them, Lord.
Oh, when you said we got to change the time, I was like, mother. IDGAF. 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 I'm not rescheduling it no more.
No, I said we keeping it. Oh, I would have just been doing therapy on the side. From Melissa. Melissa exquisitely executes everything she does. I would love to have that as a trait, to be able to have an idea and it come out as pristine. And that is in every area of her life, from the execution of the design in her home to all of the projects to her social media.
You see how we did our office?
I see. I see. You see how we did ours?
That ain't even ours. What is this?
Yo, let me tell y'all, since Melissa finished this office, I ain't been in my downstairs office but to poop. I go in there to be by myself. I ain't shot a piece of content in there ever since this stage upstairs opened.
And
I'd be frustrated when she come in here this morning. I was in here. She came in. I was like, excuse me.
Yeah, I'm using this.
I mean, gosh, wait your turn, lady. I got the lights on. I'm set up.
And then from my husband, I wish I could get my speed up to his speed when it comes to wit. He's the fastest draw. He is by the time I even get my hand to my hip, he'd have already shot whatever about 6-7 times. Oh, if I had that, I'd be unstoppable. I'd be on tour by myself.
That's so great. Danny's like that too. That's why they can keep up with each other.
Yes.
That's my homie, right?
Yeah. She got all.
Is it?
Yes. And they they keep up, and I'll be like, hold on, what was the joke? Is it a Southern thing? Why did you say grass?
You gonna break it down.
Yeah, because Danny actually likes to hang out and stuff. It's crazy.
I also wish I could cuss like him, but he's got a whole different...
Them things be rolling out Kev's tongue like a wad off a slide, boy. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't be cuss.
No, Melissa don't cuss. Bitch ass hoe ass.
Yeah, I heard that, and you spit a little bit.
That's all right. That's a good cuss.
That's a good cuss. When you spit, oh.
Oh, there it is.
What's your three?
Oh, Kev took a little bit of mine. For Kevin, I actually just told this to Angel and Marcus actually just the other day. I'm going to try to give things a little different spin. I'm going to try. But for Kev, it is the ability to take projects and people and put them on his back and cross the finish line.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Come hell or high water, we will be on the other side of done. And it's just a phenomenal trait that quite literally I feel like is what got us here. Mm-hmm. For Angel, if I piggyback off Kev and twist it, change it a little bit, it would be the words. It would be the confidence and surety in who you are, but also in who you are not.
Mm.
So you're very sure, like, I can do this, I can do that, I'm this, that. Also, plus though, I could, but I'm not, so I'm gonna hire it.
Come on, man. Hey, man.
I think that it's such a phenomenal character because it's essentially operating in your zone of genius, but being keen enough and self-aware enough to know what that is just a phenomenal trait.
Well, thank you,
man. For Marcus, it is the ability to just be who you are in every circumstance, no matter the circumstance.
Even when it's not necessary.
Can you not be here today?
Yeah. One thing Marcus gonna do is double down on who Marcus is. So if you need me to do this, but I'm not, I won't. And I'm going to make sure that you know that I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah, you, that is a good.
No, y'all, I like the light y'all paint me in.
But it's admirable traits is really what it is, because it's really, I'm going to say it differently.
No, I love that word.
Not shrinking.
You don't shrink.
It's not shrinking.
You don't. Look at that. I can't wait to hear yours.
I'm happy I didn't go last.
Let's go on to HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. And when I tell you, that's exactly what I'm about to fix. Before we left for the comedy show last night, I fixed the boys some, It was so good.
They were the
burgers. Subs, yes. It was not burgers, then, subs. It was mushrooms with the...
That's what it'd be, don't it?
Baguettes. It was mushrooms. Ooh. It was green peppers, onions, mozzarella cheese, potato wedges with Southwest seasoning. The day before, I made some... pasta with the Brussels sprouts. It was phenomenal because HelloFresh giving you phenomenal. We so deep in HelloFresh, we've had 30 boxes. That's how long we've been doing HelloFresh.
Wow.
30 boxes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you get a variety of meals. They don't be repeating no meals after 30 boxes.
No, they can't. They have some. They'll bring back some favorites. But if I'm like, oh, I didn't like that, I can always be like, hey, we would prefer this, which is great. So we're not fixing things, but we really haven't had any misses. Like they do really, really good. So what's great about HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than doing going to a restaurant, even cheaper than grocery shopping. That's money back in your pocket, less food waste. And HelloFresh delivers quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week. So you can savor summer flavors right away. So this is what we want you to do, because I'm gonna tell you right now, HelloFresh, if you're not a person that likes to come up with a bunch of menu ideas, but you don't want to spend a bunch of money ordering out or going out, this is your solution. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. I'm gonna tell you that one more time. Go to HelloFresh.com. /TBTB16.
TBTB16.
Use code TBTB16.
TBTB16.
For up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. It's HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. Or should I say hola? Or should I say ciao? These are all things that you could learn how to say using Babbel. Who's also another sponsor of today's podcast. Okay. Listen, it's summertime. We out here. We are traveling again, okay? We are able to go to different countries, and we have been in the house, okay? Some of us more than others, but we have been in the house. It's time to get out there. It's time to spread your wings, okay? And when you spread these wings, you want to be able to talk the language of where you're going. You know what I'm saying? At least have a little couple conversations, right? And Babbel is like, we got you, because we're all busy. We ain't got time to sit in no regular in-person class for an hour and a half. Confused? Babbel said, listen, give us 10 minutes. It's going to take you 10 minutes to complete a lesson. And we're going to get you together. Okay? So Babbel is a language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions. And thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized lessons, language lessons, there's still time to learn a new language before you reach your destination, okay? Loving all the languages that Babbel has to offer. First of all, this is what's great. So like I said, you only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson, so you can start having real conversations in a new language in as little as how many weeks? How quick you think you can learn?
3 weeks.
Three weeks. Yeah, you're supposed to say something like 8, and I say only 3.
I was trying to be exact.
But no, 3 weeks is crazy short period of time. There are those of us who were in Spanish for 12 years and don't know a word. Other language learning apps use artificial intelligence, but Babbel put theirs together with over 150 language experts. And their methods are scientifically proven, effective. You can learn over 14. You can learn from 14 different languages. That's French, German, Italian, Spanish. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. And Babbel has other things besides the lessons. They have podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's babbel.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
Mm-hmm. Go to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. Okay, now what's yours, baby?
For me, from Kev, it's crazy. I'm trying to think of something different for you and Kev because it's a lot of similarity. It's like eerie how alike y'all are.
Who?
You and Kevin.
Oh.
But from Kevin, I would take how bold he is to step in and just do something, like charge down the battlefield.
He's a gladiator.
New project and just, or like you said, like y'all said, any idea and just charge into it with all the confidence in the world. Right, wrong, or indifferent, he's going to start it and he's going to finish it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wish I had that.
I love this. This is going great for me. Word of affirmation in my love language. So this is fantastic.
It is.
Angel.
What?
So the way I switched it up, because Angel's a lot like that also, but another quality about Angel I wish I had was Angel. If it was his basketball, she would be like Magic Johnson. Angel makes everybody around her good.
Oh, thank you.
Like Angel, I've watched her step in and like all of her friends. Anything Angel has done in the past, she will try to include people around her and bring them up with her. And I've seen people benefit from it. She even does it to a fault. But it's like it's on them. It's not on her. So she will definitely like pull people up around her and make the team good and not just be a shining star herself. Also similar to Kit. And Melissa, her the intellect that she moves in. It's like the amount of thought, similar to what Angel said about the amount of thought and accuracy and the just how intrinsic everything is, it seems, that she does. It's like to move with that type of accuracy and that type of precision and detail. Mm-hmm. Kind of like what you said and it shows when you speak, you can hear it. It's just like you thought about this. It's like in the end games when Dr. Strange was sitting there and he looked at like 14 million different possibilities. It's like when Melissa starts talking, it's like you thought of every single scenario within that short amount of time before you started speaking, from well to the end of the sentence. It's like, how did you get it to come out that way?
Mm-hmm. Now try winning an argument with somebody who done thought out all the possible answers. You can't beat Dr. Strange in an argument.
Hey, you shut up and let her take these flowers, okay?
Now, that was a flower too. I'd be like, okay, yeah.
That was such a good question.
Good job, Angela Outlaw Wilson.
That was okay.
They were the ones that I liked.
Hold on, Angel. I'm gonna go get the box.
Okay, I have it too.
Oh, you do?
That's what I
kind of did a bonnet.
Yeah, I think they got me a bonnet and pillowcases.
Oh, I was like, I don't think I sent it to Angel. I think I sent it here. She ain't gonna know what she's talking about. I gotta go grab the box.
No, they asked us to do it for, is this gonna cause an argument?
Oh, perfection.
Yes, okay, yes. I was like, did I? I think this is the one. Yeah, I have it. I'll grab it. I'm trying to find, there was another really good question. I'm not going to be able to find it because I think it was too far at the top, but it was, what do you see yourself doing, or where do you want to be in 5 years?
Where do you want to be? Or what do you say? I would like to be doing something that I currently don't know I want to be doing. I know that I am sick and tired of doing. I actually had a brand, what do you call that? A content strategy meeting today. And it did energize me a little bit. But then I was also like, I really want to do none of this. None of this. And so I am at a point where I want to tap into, other things. I want to do other things. And showing up on Instagram, it's cute. That's how I feel about it right now. So I don't know what I want to be doing. And I don't know if that's scary or exciting, but in this moment, I know it's not currently what I'm doing though. Okay. Or it's in addition to, but it can't only be this. God, please don't let it only be this. It just mm-hmm. can't only.
When did you reach that?
Where I am now?
Yeah, when did you hit that? Like,
I feel like I've actually had it for a while. You know what it is? I'm going to be, this is my full honest to goodness truth. Instagram is such a facade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. It feels restrictive to me. It feels, you know, like I said, the facade of it all. And I just want to be done with it, honestly. If I could not, I would not. And that's why I have to figure out what else I can do so I cannot.
your journey from becoming Melissa the influencer to now Melissa the get me up off of this thing.
Girl.
That's a blessing.
It was short-lived too, child. It was short. You think it's something, and then you get there, you like, girl, this ain't what I thought.
But no, it's a blessing that it was short, though. There are people who fight that feeling for years and years and years, and by the time they get to the point of, wait a minute, no, I don't want to do this, they sometimes feel like they don't have time to, like, change direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, yeah. You want to answer next, baby? I'm listening. I'm just gonna grab this thing for this next
me. Day. You said five years.
Yeah, 5 years.
There's a venture that I'm currently starting. In 5 years, I want that to expand to a point to where it can basically branch off into multiple other things. Sorry for not giving too many details, but y'all know I don't celebrate till the credits roll.
I don't even know about this, so let's go back to the friendship.
Nobody know about it. But basically I want to, where I'm at currently, I want that to be expanded, expanding into more things, multiple other things.
You don't know about it, Kevin?
No, because we're not really friends. I bet Greg knows, or Floyd.
No, he doesn't actually. He doesn't. I wouldn't be surprised if Greg does know, because me and Greg talk multiple times a week. Just through, you know, phone calls and stuff.
Maybe we talk.
You know. Or text if we don't talk. Yeah.
Do you want to go so and continue her
body? I want to be flying private most of the time in 5 years.
Okay. Okay.
That goes in line with mine.
I'm already doing. Hopefully that stuff gets bigger and better. But I drive by that Van Nuys airport and I look at them planes and G6s and I be like, yeah, buddy, one day I'm going to be on you most of the time, unless I'm flying to Dubai. And then maybe I'll go international, because those are wildly expensive to fly
private. They're so expensive.
But domestic, I want to go to Van Nuys so I can move further out and I only have to get to Van Nuys and I don't have to deal with LAX.
Anymore. Oh, LAX is the pits.
I'm 39. By the time I'm 45, that's what I want to be doing.
Okay.
Same.
Now don't come over here. Keep your little private business to yourself that you, when we can watch it at the credits. Keep the talk about that.
Hey Kev, you only got 2 minutes.
I know. I'm already just gonna be with y'all.
Yeah, I figured mentally you're not even here right now. So
stop it. Stop picking with Kevin. Stop it. That is your friend.
It is my friend. He's giving me a hard time.
Oh, Alicia, literally.
What'd she say?
I love Kev's mind because his goals are literally astronomical.
You're doggone right.
He did.
And I be saying, the stuff I be saying be coming true. Apparently, I don't even remember the stuff I said.
Which is so crazy to me.
Let's just tell me the other day when we were dating. Are we married?
I think we were married.
We were married in church and apparently, tell them the story, Liz, because it makes me look good.
Hello. Our pastor, actually, you know how you go up to the altar and he had us yell out things that you wanted to accomplish, like some of your goals in life, literally like this question, but like at the altar, and you're just yelling it, like not yelling it, but like you're telling God what it is, but you're doing it out loud. So most of the church is up at the altar. Everyone is, you know, I don't know if this has ever happened, but if you've ever been in that type of environment, most people don't actually like yell out loud. You'd be like, God, I want to do this. Like, it's very quiet and like, you don't want people to really hear you. And it's kind of like embarrassing, whatever. Kevin, in all of the confidence that he has, quite literally yells above everyone else, I'm going to be a millionaire.
That's right.
And I remember looking, like, we're all doing a thing, closing our eyes, doing it. And I remember looking at him like, this fool just really yelled this out loud. Like, everybody heard it. Everybody knows it was you. But the first of all, the fact that you don't remember this is kind of mind blowing.
That's
to
how
me.
My mind be like, all right, next
thing. No, he told the story. He remembers that. He told the story.
I promise you, Angel, I do not remember this.
Well, you've told the story before.
Because he heard me. I probably told him first.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah, people went told her after she told me.
Yeah, but
you were crazy. Oh.
Go ahead.
No, there was a pastor. I don't know if he's a pastor. Remember the dude that prophesied? He was done with his prophesying over the church. He was done. He was going to sit down. And he stood back up.
Matthew Stevenson.
And he walks to the front and he was like, you.
In the pink shirt.
And no, I had a tie with the pink tie on. Come here.
I remember the story. I didn't know it was Stevenson.
Basically what he said is like coming true. It's just the timeline was off. But everything he said now, I'm just like,
what did he say, Marcus?
I said, he called all of that, huh?
What'd he say?
Yeah, what was the prophecy?
It was about me just dealing with wow success and dealing with millions of dollars.
Wow.
He also said, hold on, that ain't it.
Because he was like, are you his wife? And pointed to Brisha. And I was like, no!
I know Brisha's well.
I said, let me get up here. He was like, thank you for not leaving him.
Sticking with him through all of the mess. And we was looking like.
No. I just put my head down. Marcus, I was just like, I don't know what he's talking about. And I'm going through my head like.
He was leaving?
That's what he was like, so you was getting ready to leave me? I said, I don't know when. I don't know what he's talking about.
He said there had to be some dirt here somewhere. Look at this boy's facial hair.
He got on a pink tie. He was doing dirt.
You know, his frequency was tied. He thought he was talking to someone else. You know, he mixed the prophecies. It all came to you.
Get in the wife office. Look at your wife. No, this is my one. I'm over here. I have my glasses. You got to
yell at it. Jesus, let me make sure I'm hearing you clear.
Oh, let me answer. In 5 years, I want to actually know what I'm doing. Right now, I just be all over the place. And fully walking in my moguldom, meaning I don't even have to be the face of the things that I am, like, either a partner in or have control over, but feeling confident in it. Right now, I'm just flailing everywhere. But I'm okay right there, but I don't want to be there in 5 years. That's just not having it. Not at all. Okay. Actually, I think we've done enough time for me to be able to do the last ad. We're just going to say we are half. So I'm going to go into our final sponsor of the podcast, Kitsch. Now, y'all know I care a lot about my hair. And so does Melissa. That's why she keeps it done all the time. And even the men, they even care about their beards. And let's just be honest, hair care is the new skincare. Well, Kitsch has taken it to a new level with game-changing essential beauty enthusiasts swear by. From the satin pillowcase to time-saving towels, Kitsch knows hair care doesn't stop in the shower. When did beauty get so complicated? Y'all know it just be getting so complex. You just like, what? What am I supposed to be doing? So much time, too much money, and not enough. Well, what works for actually you? That's why Kitsch was created to simplify self-care and beauty products that give you a major boost so that you can go on to your next thing. Want beautiful hair with minimal effort? Kitsch makes you feel the same way. They upgraded familiar products into game-changing essential beauty enthusiasts swear by, from satin pillowcases. Oh, I already said that. So listen, let me tell you all about these satin pillowcases. I have them in my hand if you're watching. These things are so beautiful. When I saw them on their website, I was like, I want those. For those of you all who have natural hair and you're not trying to have your hair be all tangled and dry at night, these are the type of pillowcases that, especially if bonnets don't usually stay on my head or they give me a headache. So being able to have this satin pillowcase to lay my head on, come on, somebody. It started in 2010 by selling their hair ties door to door. Literally just hustled in a dream. That's us right here. We are a hustle in a dream right here. Kitsch is self-funded, female-founded, and now carried in over 20,000 retail locations. So some of their bestsellers are the satin pillow. They have shampoo and conditioner bars, which I have right here. They're bars, so it's bottle-free beauty, baby. And heatless satin curling rollers, quick dry towels, and of course their classic hair ties and scrunchies. Like I said, if y'all could feel this, ain't that nice? Mm-hmm.
It's real nice.
Okay, Kitsch is offering you 30% off your entire order at mykitsch.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
That's right. 30% off everything, any and everything at mykitsch, spelled mykitsch.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
mykitsch.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For 30% off your order. Okay, let's answer this last question so Kevin can not ignore us in our face.
I'm having a great time, guys.
We answered really great questions.
Let's keep going. Yeah.
No, they gave what we're supposed to give. All right. Yeah. It says, what memory instantly makes you smile? Let's just start there. The other said is instantly makes you sad or mad. Let's start with let's just do what instantly makes you smile. Is there a memory?
This is just in our life?
Yeah.
The first time I slid in them guts with Liz, I was like, man, after 4 long years,
I hate you so much.
I slid in that warm, definitely thought you were going sweet, to do something
very sentimental.
I said, in the valley, found it to be, because what happened was this lady at the marriage was like, at the wedding was like, don't you be trying to have sex with her that first night. She's tired. She's been through a lot. And I was like, oh, I should be considerate. I could wait till tomorrow. But little Kev was like, no, what? Man, 4 years, nigga, this is it.
is happening?
So I was going to bed. I read the Bible that night, and she was like, hey, slide in these guts. I was like, you don't even speak this way.
This is the thing. The way, this is how you know. If you ever see Kevin acted up, just look for Melissa's face. Because it is always, even though it's sometimes shock and awe, there's always love somewhere in there.
She gonna stand by him.
Stick the saddle.
Smile. Y'all want the truth or you want me to fabricate something so you can sleep at night? Oh my God. I'm gonna celebrate for 4 years. I wanted some coochie.
Well, Melissa.
Kevin, just go watch the game. I don't want to answer this question. This has been another episode of
The Bald and the Beautiful.
Oh my God. It is so hot.
What makes y'all smile?
What makes you smile, Marcus? What?
You ain't gonna make Melissa go yet?
No, I don't want to answer no more. We answered enough from Frederick's side. No more answers. No more smiles. Nothing else.
What makes me smile is literally the moment I realized we were gonna move into this house.
Mm. Oh, y'all was going through it.
Which was literally 2:15 the day we moved out of our other house.
2:15?
Yes. Wow. Our other house was empty. We didn't even have the keys to this house yet. Dang. And as tired and as sore as I was, when I called our brother, he was like, I'm at the house now. You can come by. I was like, oh, ain't nothing but Jesus.
Amen. That's good to know. That's dope. That's amazing. For y'all.
But then another thing that makes me smile about this house, while we were looking at it, I think when we were under contract, me and Angel, we did it right there at the top of the steps.
Oh, no.
Like at that landing. For real, it wasn't nobody. A realtor just left. We said we'll lock up.
We'll lock up, all right.
We got to christen this thing.
We'll lock up and christen it at the same time.
We had the best.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Sweet.
It was good, loud, echoing through the house.
Hey,
hey.
No.
That's how open it.
That's what happened.
What instantly makes me smile.
I said, hey. She said, what's up? I said, thank God, that? She was with it. Yeah, let's go on and get this in. Let them know what it is. Let the neighbors hear you.
I love that's the first thing y'all do. We're outside of the echo. Don't worry about it. Close the door. We'll lock up. Close the door, I said.
Hurry up.
My quick answer, what instantly makes me smile, is when I go back to old vlogs and I see my kids. So small, hearing little Marcus's voice sound this big, and seeing the twins look like little chocolate covered peanuts, M&Ms. They were just balls of chip. It's so crazy to see. If it wasn't for those videos, I'd probably burn my YouTube channel down to the ground. But
it's funny you say that, Angel, because I was just looking at this picture of Zay Zay and JoJo.
Oh, look at JoJo's cheeks.
That was not in your office.
Yeah, it's in my office. And in this picture of them, this is like a couple months before we moved from Washington. We actually went to the Space Needle only because we were moving. We had lived in Washington.
Y'all had to hurry up and see it before y'all left.
We went there probably 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before we moved.
I don't remember. Shar and Sharice came.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Let me just show y'all real quick.
I might get my drink that you hate that I stopped to get.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get him to talk. Oh, here he comes. He's about to talk.
So we're not going to be going anywhere, but
he's about to talk.
But,
I talk to myself like that all the time. Hold on. Let me pull up one of my favorites.
His voice was this big.
It's so fancy.
And Kai and Sire just fat, naked.
Aww.
Oh, shoot. No, this is a sketch. Hold on.
I was like, I think that's the wrong one.
Sorry. Here we go.
Hello, fish.
Hey.
Dialed up.
Okay, okay.
I mean,
okay.
Listen, I'll go down a rabbit hole for 45 minutes. He had a lisp in there. Who was a boss? My father, can you drop me off at Saturday school? Cha.
I know, Lil Marcus's voice has changed as well. But you guys, we hope you enjoyed this Q&A that we did with you all. Thank y'all for the amazing questions, Patreon. Oh, she said she wasn't going to answer.
I'm not going to out.
After Kevin talked about being inside of the body.
The end of this today.
Nothing makes me smile. Nothing makes me smile.
Nothing makes me smile. I have no answer.
So, thank you guys. And if you wanted to be able to ask us questions, guess what? You should be a member of our Patreons. There's the Stage Crew as well as the Angel Wings. Y'all know where to find us. Go ahead and join. God bless y'all. God keep y'all. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.